Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Wes and Peggy, thank you and bless you. Peggy is playing this afternoon as she played Friday afternoon for Dot service and for, yeah. Oh, that's okay. Peggy, we're just saying how thankful we are for you. And for Wes, and for the choir. You all mean so much to us. In the passage that Deb read for us a few moments ago from the Gospel of Luke, this takes place immediately after the Transfiguration. Now, 2 weeks from today is Transfiguration Sunday. We've got a surprise, don't we, Wes? Yes, yes, we do. You do not want to miss that Sunday because we will ascend to the mountaintop. And you're going to be surprised what we find. There are times in life that we go up to the mountaintop. So young people, those of you that went to Belize, you remember the last night we were there? That wonderful time that we had with our Belizean friends when we had communion together and we sang together and we shared together. Or maybe the last night at Passport. Or maybe you've been to a conference and you've been inspired. Maybe a growing young summit where you come home and you're ready to make things happen. What happened after the mountaintop? There are two stories that Luke tells, both involving children. The first one is about a little boy who had epilepsy. Jesus healed the little boy, but then something else happened that I want to focus on. As the disciples were on their way back to Capernaum, they got into an argument about who is the greatest. Wasn't that silly? But think about a lot of the arguments that we get into. Jesus did something remarkable. He didn't want to hear all of the fussing about who was number one and who was number two and who should have this position of authority. And so he took a child. Now, this is not the same time that he took children and he blessed them and he said, "For to such belong the kingdom of God." This is a separate time. He took a child and he placed the child beside him and he said, "If you want to know what greatness is, look at this child. Whoever receives a little one like this receives me." You want to talk about greatness? Here is greatness. There is nothing more important. There is nothing greater than our children and our young people. I found a beautiful hymn that I don't believe we've ever used before. And I was telling Wes about it and talking to Peggy about it. And we're going to sing it in a few minutes. It's "Jesus' Hands Were Kind Hands." It's a simple little hymn. And the choir is going to sing it for us now. This is the rehearsal. And then you're going to get a chance to sing it in a few minutes. But I want you to hear the words. "Jesus' hands were kind hands, doing good to all, healing pain and sickness, blessing children small." Listen as the choir sings this.
Thank you.
Jesus' hands were kind hands. And with those kind hands, he took a child. And he said, if you want to talk about greatness, here is greatness. Over 50 years ago, my predecessor, Dr. Hope Kuhn, recognized the importance of children. He looked around this community back in the days in the mid-60s when the furniture factories and the mills were flourishing. And there were many, many mothers who worked in those factories and worked in those mills, but they didn't have anywhere to put their children. They had to depend on relatives, if possible, or neighbors to care for their children while they worked. And Dr. Kuhn said, we need to do something about this. We need to start a children's center so the children in this community will have a safe place and a place where they can learn about the love of Jesus and the kingdom of God. And Dr. Kuhn went to the church, many of you may remember that, and he wanted to start a children's center. Now, it sounds like a wonderful thing, and you would think everybody would be on board, but there was another issue that arose, because a lot of these women who worked in the mills were black. And if this church started to provide child care to the children of this community, that would mean that black children would be coming into this church. Now, I know our young people are down here saying, well, what difference does that make? Life was different back in the 60s. In 1977, I was called to my first church, just about 9 years after all this took place. When I met with the pulpit committee, they asked me, one of the questions they asked me, they said, how would you feel about a black person coming into this church to worship? And I said, well, I believe this is God's house. Everyone should be welcome. And you know what they told me? They said, we need to let you know that our church has a policy that a person of color is not welcome here. And they said, but most of us feel that is wrong. And we're going to change it before you come. And they did, but it was not unanimous. So some of the same feelings were going on here. And there were people who said, we're not going to support the children's center because we don't want black children in the church. And they got into a big argument. Just like the disciples got into an argument. And so many times children are the victims of our disagreements and our debates because the children were the ones that Hope was worried about. It didn't matter what color they were. I remember Hope Kuhn telling me this story. Some of you have heard it before, but Andy's here today, and Andy, every church has a defining story that comes out of an inspired narrative. As life, we often have defining moments, inspired narratives that give us direction and purpose. And I think this is one of the greatest stories about this congregation. Dr. Kuhn met with the deacons. One of the deacons was one of the most respected attorneys in this community, Mr. P.V. Critcher. Mr. Critcher was to Hope Kuhn what Rod Penry has been to me and to Tommy. A dear friend, a great supporter, somebody that he could always count on. But Dr. Kuhn told me that Mr. Critcher, his dear friend, came to him. And he said, Hoke, you are my friend. I'm not going to do anything to stand in your way. But I want you to know that I cannot support this. He said, I'm not going to oppose it. but I can't support it. Mr. Critcher had grown up in eastern North Carolina back at the turn of the last century. And if you understand his background, he told Hoke, he said, "I know this is coming, but I'm not there yet. And I'm just going to sit on the sidelines." Well, there was a business meeting one Sunday morning. They had Sunday morning business meetings back then. And Dr. Kuhn told me the story of how he went in, and he said, you could feel the tension. You know how it is when there's a controversial issue and you walk in and you can just feel the tension, and that's the way it was. And he said that when time came to vote on whether we would have a children's center or not, there was some discussion, and there were several people who spoke up in opposition. And while Mr. Critcher said he wouldn't say a word, the fact he did not say anything spoke volumes. And then Hoke said, suddenly, Mr. Critcher said over there, "Connie, where you and Meyer are around there, that's about where he used to sit. I understand," according to Hoke. He said, slowly, dramatically, P.V. Critcher stood up. Now, he was elderly. This was like 1967. He was way on up in years. He stood up, and there was a hush over the congregation. And instead of speaking from his pew, he slowly made his way up here. And back then, you all remember the old sanctuary? There were steep steps coming up. And said, Mr. Critcher, with great difficulty, came up those steps and walked up to the pulpit, and he said, "This is the most important issue that this church has ever faced, and I intend to support it." And that was it. We started the Children's Center because there's some things more important than our debates and our disagreements, and our philosophies, and that is children. And 51 years ago, we started a ministry to this community that throughout the last half century has blessed hundreds and thousands of lives. How many of you here in the sanctuary have either been in the Children's Center, or you have a child in the, or had a child or a grandchild in the Children's Center? Would you just raise your hand? Look at that. That's the great majority of us. And for the past 35 years, Jean Ashley has faithfully served as the director of our Children's Center. And she has announced to us that she's going to retire. Jean, you sure about that? What a legacy. We often talk about missions, making a difference in this world. I would say to you that the greatest mission of this church for the last half century has been our Children's Center and the number of lives that have been blessed and the families that have been blessed and the children that have been enriched and nurtured in this community. And Jean Ashley has been faithful. She has faithfully served the church. She has faithfully served the children, and most importantly, she has faithfully served the Lord. Her hands are kind hands, and they have blessed the lives of many, including our granddaughter and the children and grandchildren of so many of you.